The Bible says in Hebrews the 11th chapter in verse 31, by faith Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. Now think about this story. Moses had sent, or Joshua had sent spies in to spy out Jericho, see if this was doable with God's strong arm. And of course it was, but they want some information. And so within the city of Jericho, the rumor had it that there were spies from Israel in the city, and so they were looking for them everywhere. So Rahab was apparently a harlot, but she owned an inn, and the two spies from Israel were staying in her inn. And so the Bible says that they came looking for these spies, and she hid them under straw up on the roof. And then when they were gone, she let them leave the city secretly and save their lives. She said to them, now, when you conquer the city, remember me and my family. They said, hold a red cord out the window and your lives will be spared. Now, where was her faith? What was it based on? Apparently, she had watched or seen the news or read something in the newspaper about how God had miraculously led this large group of people through the desert for 40 years. And she believed with all her heart that God is able to conquer Jericho, a city of giants with a bunch of midgets. And so she believed. Jesus said that if we have a little bit of faith, like a grain of mustard seed, that's all we need. And God can do something with that. God makes salvation easily within the reach of ordinary people with little faith. Religion sometimes makes it difficult. God makes it simple. I've already talked about the illustrations in the Bible of salvation. We see Noah's flood. We see Sodom and Gomorrah and its destruction. We see Adam and Eve and their situation of staying or not staying in the Garden of Eden. And what was it that that you had to do if you lived at the time of Noah? To be saved. Simply get in the ark. You see, God doesn't make salvation difficult. Now, there was peer pressure and all, and we know that. But God did not make the obedience difficult. Get in the ark. What did they have to do to survive Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction? Leave the city and don't look back. What did they have to do to stay in a right relationship in the Garden of Eden? Well, simply don't eat from one tree. You can eat from all the rest of the trees, just don't eat from that one tree. God's track record is he never makes salvation difficult or out of reach. In fact, the Bible even says that in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And let me read this. It says, for this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. God makes salvation simple, but it always includes some element of obedience. God is not looking for perfect people with perfect great faith. He's looking for ordinary people who believe him enough to follow simple instructions. Our salvation is not based on how good we are. Our salvation is not based on the magnitude of our faith. Our salvation is based on using our little bit of faith to follow the simple instructions God gives us. You see, it's our choice. It's our attitude. It's our willingness. God is looking for willing people. God would rather have bad people who know they're bad and tired of their badness and are willing to follow Jesus than people who are good and know that they're good and like their goodness but are unwilling to let the Holy Spirit work on their heart in the areas that they need to work on. So the Bible says, by faith, Rahab. It's encouraging to see what the Bible says in the Hall of Faith. Faith is obeying God when it doesn't make sense to us. It didn't make sense to Rahab that these little people would conquer her powerful city with big walls and giants and an army. It didn't make sense. But she believed God, and she believed that he was going to work through these little people. Faith is obeying God when it doesn't make sense to us. Faith always includes the element of simple obedience. That's what God is looking for, because that's what demonstrates that we truly believe in him and want to be with him for eternity. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.